Hi, I'm Dave Pitnayak, and I'd like to tell you about my new book, Wired to Care, How Companies Prosper When They Create Widespread Empathy. This is a continuing series of podcasts that we're doing. And we've talked about the ability for a company to have a sense of empathy. You know, for an individual, empathy is the ability to step outside of yourself and walk in someone else's shoes, to intuitively get where they're coming from in a way that you don't have to make explicit or say out loud. And for a company, widespread empathy is the ability to get every single person in an organization to get an intuitive sense about ordinary people and what keeps them up at night, the kind of folks out there in the world who buy their products and services and who ultimately pay for all the things that we do at work, the folks who end up funding our 401ks. You know, creating a widespread sense of empathy is in many ways not something new. It's something that goes back to the heart of capitalism. You know, back in the day, everything used to be made in a very simple way. That, you know, we used to buy shoes from a guy who lived down the street from us, and he knew who we were. He probably knew our parents. And so when he made our shoes, he was making something that was just for us. And then sometime around the 1700s, something profoundly different started to happen with our society, which was the Industrial Revolution. Suddenly we had the ability to make not just one pair of shoes, but thousands of shoes, and shoes that we could ship all over planet Earth to people who we've never met before. And that created all sorts of positive benefits. Standards of living went up. Overall, you know, things like mortality went down. People started to have all sorts of abilities that we hadn't had previously. The downside of that, though, was we had a huge disconnect between the people who were making things and the people who were using them, between producers and consumers. And so much of what we do with companies nowadays is to try and heal that connection, to try and bring people closer together, to restore the sense of empathy that used to be there in the past. We did an interesting project a few years back with Mercedes, and we write about it in the book. And Mercedes was really looking to figure out how they could create new cars for young Americans, you know, folks who were in their 20s and 30s. And they said, how can we appeal to a new generation of Americans? How can we continue to be as successful as we've been in the past? And to find out more about this, they came from Germany, and they came out to San Francisco, and they spent time with companies out here in the Bay Area. And even though they were out here to try and understand more about America, they spent most of that time sitting in a conference room, in a hotel room. They spent their time in meetings all day. And so we thought it might be good to actually get them out in the world. We figured that if they really wanted to know more about young people in America, maybe they needed to meet some more young people in America. So we did a little exercise with them where we brought in a bunch of folks. There were 20 executives from Mercedes, and so we brought in 10 to 20-year-olds, you know, to talk about themselves. And each person brought some photographs of their life, and we said, you know, we told the executives, we want you to sit down, two people, you know, partner up, and then go and talk to one of these young folks and just ask them what's going on in their life and what they do and what they're, you know, concerned about and what their hopes and dreams are. And so each group of executives sat and interviewed this young person for a while, spent about a half an hour, 45 minutes, just asking him about their life. And then when they were done, we thanked the folks for their time. And then we told the executives that now we had a test for them. And the test was we were going to let them loose on the streets of San Francisco. And their assignment was to buy a gift for the person that they had just met, to actually find something that the person that they had just met would love. And they were going to be evaluated on one thing, how much that person loved their gift. And this was kind of surprising to them because, you know, they had been thinking about vehicles and cars and trucks for a long period of time. And here you were telling them to go out and buy this person a gift. But a gift is such a powerful thing. You know, it's an embodiment of who you are and everything that you know about a person. You know, sometimes you get a gift from someone and you say, wow, that person really gets me. They really know what I'm about. And sometimes you get a gift from your Aunt Millie and you're like, oh, thanks for that pair of socks, you know, and it's clearly something that has no intimacy and no connection whatsoever. And so the executives went out and they brought back their gifts, and some of them had bought some really cheesy stuff, you know, some tchotchkes that showed that they really weren't paying attention to the folks they studied. And other folks got things that really just captured what they knew about this person. I remember one group bought a new book on entrepreneurship, because they had talked to a young guy who was just about to go off and start his own company. And so they wanted to do whatever they could to actually help that guy become a success. In doing this, then we just started to talk about their cars. And he said, well, you know, in many ways, the cars that Mercedes makes have to act like a gift. They have to be the kind of thing that, yes, we make it and we sell it to you. But when you buy it, we want you to feel like, gosh, wow, it's as if they'd made it just for me. And that intuitive connection is something that Mercedes has been trying and working so hard for several years to try and connect with people who may be around the entire planet, thousands of miles away, but nonetheless to try and feel like they have that deep connection to the folks who actually use their products. You know, it's not so different from the guys who used to, you know, make your shoes, who lived down the street from you and your family. So little by little, empathy is about getting back to basics. It's about saying, you know, this is the way things used to be produced, and it's how we made things that were actually valuable to us. And in these tough times, and we're not sure how we're going to survive or how we're going to prosper, I think it's really important for companies to get back to basics and to understand that that's where all this stuff came from. It came from making things that people cared about and in turn were willing to pay for to help you prosper as well. So it's just an interesting story from the book. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you get a chance to check out Wired to Care, How Companies Prosper When They Create Widespread Empathy.